from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A chartered plane carrying a Brazilian First Division soccer team has crashed near Medellin while on its way to the finals of a South American championship, killing now 76 people, according to Colombian officials Tuesday. They add that six people have survived. The British Aerospace 146 short-haul plane declared an emergency and lost radar contact just before 10 p.m. Monday local time because of an electrical failure. The aircraft was carrying the up-and-coming Chapecoense soccer team from southern Brazil for Wednesday's first leg of a two-game Sudamerica final. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They're threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. Up to 16,000 civilians, meanwhile, have fled the eastern part of Aleppo as rebels lost all of the northern neighborhoods, according to the UN. They described the situation as chilling. Militants attacked an army base near the Indian city of Jammu Tuesday, killing at least seven security personnel and taking hostages. Officials say Indian army casualties include five soldiers and two officers. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Wednesday on new and tighter sanctions against North Korea for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The U.S. and China have been negotiating the new measures since shortly after the North's September 9th nuclear test. Council members are now considering the draft text. This is VOA News. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence-peddling scandal. VOA's Brian Padden is in Seoul and explains the situation.
She has come to the conclusion that she cannot stay in office. She is trying to still dictate the terms for how she will leave, and she keeps trying to maintain some sort of presence and hold on power, but she keeps negotiating it away as the pressure builds on her. Today was the first day that she openly said she is willing to resign. So it seems to be that it now is becoming a question of how and when and not if.
The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of refugees from the Horn of Africa continue to make the perilous journey across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency says it plans to launch a regional information campaign in December to try to prevent the refugees and migrants from attempting the treacherous crossing. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA such campaigns are useful in informing people about the dangers they can expect to encounter both at sea and after arriving in Yemen. Spindler says those who survive the risky journey face conflict, abuse, and exploitation on arrival in Yemen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Qatar and France promised more than $1 billion in financial support for Tunisia at an investment conference Tuesday. It's aimed at reviving the country's struggling economy. Cyber attacks from Russia are now so common that Germany must learn to cope with them as part of daily life. That comes from Chancellor Angela Merkel Tuesday after Europe's top economy suffered its biggest hacking assault. Almost 1 million Deutsche Telekom clients were knocked offline from Sunday, with Germany's online security chief describing it as a hacking attack. Airbus wants to cut more than 1,100 jobs as it consolidates its activities and seeks to better compete with U.S. rival Boeing. The Airbus group presents its reorganization plan to the Works Council Tuesday in Toulouse. The world's largest economy grew even faster than initially thought in the third quarter. It's based in large part on jump in goods and services, according to the U.S. Commerce Department Tuesday. In a revised GDP report, the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.2%. That's 3/10 higher than the initial estimate published last month. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.